Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Dirtbag Nation, great to be back with you for another week. Hopefully you had a great Thanksgiving last week. Not a lot of action, which nobody, I think, expected to have. Just sit back and enjoy your Thanksgiving and your football with your family and start to get ready for the rest of the holiday season. So speaking of the holiday season, hopefully by next week, winter meetings are right around the corner, and hopefully that's some holiday season starting for all of us. Obviously, there's been a few little moves here and there. Blake Snell last week to the Dodgers. A couple more signings this week that we'll talk about. And probably spend a lot of time, if not maybe more than a segment even, on what came out this week on Rob Manfred's golden at-bat idea. And Nolan and I are definitely going to talk about that. We just looked at each other. We were dumbfounded when we saw it. So if you have heard about it, if you've read about it a little bit, you know what we're talking about. We'd love to have your opinions and thoughts on it, but we're certainly going to give our opinions and thoughts on it. And if you don't, I'm sure you'll be quite interested to hear it and try to digest it, especially at the MLB level. So other than that, though, again, hopefully you've had a good, great week. Wherever you are out there as a player, a parent, a coach, just getting up, getting after it, and getting dirty all the time. That's what it's about. So, and as always, to our servicemen and women around the world, thank you very much for doing what you do so we can all do what we do here at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. And we can't thank you enough for your service and again, just simply what you do so we can be a part of baseball in any way, shape, or form that we all are. So thank you, thank you, thank you. So, and to every other follower and listeners, you know we do it for you. We cannot do it without you. So that's what it's all about. If you want to send in your curtain call questions to us, you have just training questions, coach, parent, navigating this baseball journey. If you're an amateur level, reach out to us. Please reach out to us. That's what it's all about. Talking baseball, from pitching to hitting to fielding to coaching to parenting and everything in between, and of course just the MLB is just the fun thoughts and opinions as fans and just how much we love this game, because that's what it's all about, isn't it? And so that, hey, settle in, get that favorite drink like we always talk about, get that favorite chair or however you like to listen to us, wherever you like to listen to us, because we're going to be right back here in a second, and Nolan and I are going to break down this week's thoughts and opinions for you.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
Thanks to Total Wine, you saved more on all the gifts for the ones you adore. Wines and beers all nestled on shelves. Got some advice from our helpful elves. Oh, so many gifts to explore when you go to Total Wine and more. Bottles so delightful, whoa, whoa, whoa. Priced so amazingly low, low, low.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
I love spreading joy with gifts this time of year, but I try not to spread my budget too thin. Luckily, Kohl's has come through for me once again. I just went and used a 20% off coupon to score so many great gifts under $20, like cozy pajamas and fleece, amazing gift sets, and beauty must-haves. So if you're looking to give more for less this season, get to Kohl's. Select styles. Offers end December 4th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
I got a line.
He got a line.
She got a line.
We got four lines. Cricket Nation. Cue finger guns. Really easy. Super stress-free. 5G so fast. Like blazing fast. Games and memes. You'll have a blast. You can get fast 5G across four lines. You can get fast 5G across four lines. As we discuss, take it from us. We four are one. Cricket Nation.
And only $25 a line. Welcome to more lines. Welcome to Cricket Nation. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Discount varies by line. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. See CricketWireless.com for details.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a colonial with high ceilings, hardwood floors, and a peaceful neighborhood. And you found it. Now, every Saturday at 6 a.m., you get to wake to the sound of your neighbor's leaf blower. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
The holidays are just around the corner, so now's the time to shop new deals at Lowe's. Make your home even merrier with up to 50% off select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees, holiday lights, and more. Plus, don't miss our limited-time weekly deal drops on items like appliances, tools, and grills. There's something for everyone on your list. Count on Lowe's to help you save all season long, because Lowe's knows deals. Valid 12/5 through 12/11 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, where do you want to kick things off?
Yeah, so, I mean, let's start out with this, with some of the news that has happened, actually, the past week. I really want to talk about the Golden at-bat, but like Kirk said, that one's probably going to be a segment plus. So I'll just talk quickly about some of the news that has happened in the past week. Obviously, it's been another pretty quiet week so far. Our oldest Chapman, though, we do like that, signing 1 year, $10.75 million to the Boston Red Sox.
Yeah, you thought it was a little bit high and stuff like that, and I agree with you. You know, maybe a little bit more than $10 million or whatever, but I thought it was a really good signing. I was surprised that he's not going to be a multi-year guy, but he still gets the job done. So I looked at him with a variety of teams. You know, and even Pittsburgh themselves, obviously, I guess 10 over 10 for Pittsburgh's probably a little too pricey for them. They probably kicked the tires with them early in. But I think that's great signing for the Red Sox. I love it. I love it. I mean, you got to deal with his walks, right? You know, he's going to have his walks, but what to say, he was 97 and change on the four seam fastball, up to 99 and change still with the sinker, and 37 years old.
Yeah, no, I mean, the guy still pumps. That's for sure.
That's what we talked to, right?
Like he's got a good shot, I think, personally, of being Boston's closer next year. I know he hasn't really done it too much over the past couple of seasons. Obviously, Pittsburgh, he was the setup man for David Bednar. But yeah, like I'm looking at it. I mean, realistically, he's still got the stuff. He's still got the makeup, obviously, having been a former closer, whether they want to actually use him as the closer or use him in the setup role. I think regardless, they'll be fine.
Yeah, you're right, because you got Kenley Jensen, a free agent, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, right now they don't have a closer. So, if that's kind of the way that they're looking at it, is signing him to be the closer just for the year, it's not a bad move. Honestly, I think it's going to play out pretty well for them. Obviously, they hope that it's going to be better than the Kenley Jensen signing from a couple years ago. But, I mean, you're looking at it, whatever role he takes on, that guy's going to bring veteran leadership to a clubhouse. And obviously everybody knows Boston's pushing, so it makes sense for them to go out, get their bullpen moves done now, and then if they want to go out there and make the Garrett Crochet, Luis Robert trade that basically people are speculating on, now as long as they don't give up Roman Anthony in that trade like some people are saying, I think that it would be a good trade for them. But, I mean, you're looking at it, right? Boston's got a lot of pieces that they can move pretty freely around, to say the least. Obviously, they got a left fielder to replace in Tyler O'Neill, which I still think they circled the wagon on that one and bring him back on probably on a 3-year, about $65 million contract, just because that guy's swing is designed for Boston. But no, like I'm looking at it, I like the move. I think that's a fantastic lefty in a pretty much predominant left-handed AL East.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm sitting there listening to you, thinking about that now. I was going to leave it till the curtain call questions, and we're going down some of the free agents that we haven't been talking about for a change of pace and where they may fall. Would you piggyback him? Because, again, now you've got closer and setup out of a seasoned veteran. Would you look at going out and getting Blake Treinen from the right side to combination with him?
I mean, if they can swing it, I think Treinen will still end up with the Dodgers again.
You think?
But right? if they can somehow swing him out of the West Coast, bring him back over to the East Coast, and let him pitch for, obviously, the Boston Red Sox, I think that would be a fantastic. Now, that being said, obviously, both guys are long in the tooth. They're both going to be over 35 years old entering next season. So, I mean, you're not signing them long-term by any stretch of the imagination. You got to have a plan B in place for in case those guys get injured or eventually the rails just fall off. But, I mean, right now, why wouldn't you take that chance? Like, Trinan's proven it yet again that he's one of the best right-handed relief pitchers in baseball, and obviously our oldest Chapman ERA was a little bit high this year, but the stuff's still there. That'd be a fantastic 1-2 punch.
Well, and that's it, Ray. You got Craig Breslow, GM, and you got Driveline Baseball right in the house. So they obviously know their pitching, right? Like you said, you got good seasoned veterans, and you're seeing that a lot more with the pitchers. I think people in even the industry are starting to realize that pitchers, it's taking a longer time for them to become pitchers instead of being throwers. And that's why you're seeing those older guys get those nice contracts, right? Stay in the game longer, as long as they're healthy enough to do it.
Other news, you get Frankie Montas, 2-year, 34 to the Mets. Matthew Boyd, 2-year, 29 to the Cubs. And then Tommy Edmond, 5-year, 74. More deferred money that pushed the Dodgers over $1 billion in deferred money. Tommy Edmond, though, I love that signing. Oh, that's a fantastic signing by the Dodgers. Obviously, he still had another year, so basically this will buy out the last year of his contract, carry that over, so it's pretty much a 4-year deal. But you're looking at it, and the versatility that guy brings to that team, obviously, they got a bunch of versatile players there already, but that just frees up Mookie Betts in the fact that, okay, if we want to go out there and make a move to get a shortstop, we can move Tommy Edman either to center field or second base, move Mookie back out to right field. If we don't go out there, get our shortstop or get our second baseman, then at least we got Tommy Edman to cover either one of those positions as well as center field. Obviously, they got a few different pieces out there in the outfield that they could still play around with. Like if James Albin bounces back the way that he did in his rookie year, all of a sudden you slide him, Pajas, and Mookie Betts out in the outfield. You move Tommy Edman into the infield. Like I said, like it just gives him tons of options. Guy's a great teammate, great player. He's just your quintessential, not superstar player. But that $15 million a year contract that he got, I fully endorse that.
100%. I mean, it's great for Tommy Edman, too. I mean, salt of the earth player in that. Everybody should want him on his team. And he proved it going over to the Dodgers in that. And obviously, the Cardinals love them as well. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. You're talking about his defense. I mean, you know, there's a guy that you don't think about lengthening the lineup. He lengthens the lineup. He's in the nine hole, so you automatically say, oh, well, nine hole hitter. No, man. That's like a 1-1-1-1-1 with Ohtani, Betts, and Freeman. I mean, like, he does it offensively, too, and you saw it in the NLCS, right? MVP. So, great signing. Absolutely great signing. The one that was interesting to me was Montas to the Mets for 2 years. I you and I kind of talked about it. They had those Manaea, Severino, and who's the third guy right now? I'm drawing a blank. My bad, Dirtbags.
on free agency, Quintana.
Yeah, that's right. You know, and so I don't know if they've talked to them and something, they're worried that something can't get done with them because those guys are all qualifying offers. So teams are going to be, they're going to wait until February probably to sign those guys and see what their teams look like. So I was surprised that they went with Montas so early on with it, but maybe it's part of the Soto thing, starting to line up the pitchers for him.
Dave Dombrowski, obviously reports came out today, and Dave Dombrowski must be thinking his players are MVP caliber players if he's asking for the return that he was asking for. Report comes out today, Alec Bohm for either George Kirby or Logan Gilbert. That's a quick hang up the phone if you're Jerry DePoto and say, Dave, you've been in this business a long time. You should know better than to try and offer that. Because, like, you look at it. Yes, we get that Seattle needs offense and they need infielders. Alec Boehm, no disrespect, is not that dude. You look at his first half, obviously all-star, had a fantastic first half. Second half was a below-average MLB hitter. Like, he had a 90 WRC plus, for whatever that's worth for your analytics people out there. I mean, to me, like, don't get me wrong, Alec Boehm, yes, his end of the season stats looked good, not great. Obviously, approached 100 RBIs, 280 average. Like, yeah, the dude can hit, but he's subpar defensive at third base. Obviously, he's young. He carries a couple years of control. But George Kirby, obviously, he's a basically Aaron Nola-esque type pitcher. Like, I'd put them in that same caliber of pitcher. And then Logan Gilbert, obviously, this year was probably fourth, I think, he finished for AL Cy Young.
Yeah, I mean, the industry knows, right, that Dombrowski's trying to get a little bit more contact in his lineup. And so they got swing and miss guys. So maybe he got confused for a second or whatever and thought his swing and miss on the offense was comparable to swing and miss pitchers.
Yeah.
No, absolutely right. I was surprised by that as well. That's setting the bar pretty high. I mean, yes, he's only 25, Boehm. Yes, he's
28.
Oh, 28 now?
Yeah.
Jeez, oh, I thought he was seeing 25 all the time.
So that's my point. No.
I mean, but at the end of the day, the industry knows what Dombrowski needs. He needs to solidify that offense and get a little bit more contact hitting going and stuff like that. So it's just, that's a push for sure. I mean, and Seattle, I think, has way too many offers out there. There's other players out there that are going to line up for a trade with them. There's no question about it. And that's just too much. There's no question. But, hey, you do what you have to around this time of the year. So, Dirtbags, we're going to be right back here in a second after the break for our next segment.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, what else?
Yeah, so obviously news out of the KBO League this morning. Hyesung Kim officially got posted. Obviously, early talks for him. We're kind of tying him with the Seattle Mariners. He is Hyesung Kim's brother. Obviously, free agent right now. He's been in the league for a little bit. Fantastic player. So he's coming off 11 home runs, 75 RBI, 30 stolen base season. He's 25 years old. Like I said, right now the Mariners are kind of the seen as the favorite for him. I obviously don't know enough about him. I'm not going to sit here and try and say I know enough about him, but by all accounts, it sounds like he's pretty legit.
Yeah, you look at the numbers, right? 302 hitter, over 200 stolen bases, I think, through eight seasons. So, you know, he's not going to give you a ton of power necessarily or whatever, but it looks like solid defense and contact, get on base, and he can run a little bit. So, I mean, hey, it's going to be interesting to see who picks him up. I know there's going to be a lot of people in on that. There's a lot of people that need second baseman, not just the Mariners.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, we kind of talked about it in last week's, and to me, just the fact that he's already being attached to a West Coast team, that one will always irk me the wrong way.
Well, it's starting to trend that way, right?
Yeah, like it just seems like I get that they're posted for all 30 teams, but like I know we talked about it in the last couple weeks, but like you really haven't seen an East Coast team even make a significant play for these guys. Obviously, they've been involved with a few, and obviously Kodai Senga, New York Mets there a couple years ago. I mean, and then you're looking at the Cubs, like, don't get me wrong, they do come over to the East Coast, but it seems like it's far less frequently than they are going over to the West Coast. So, I mean, to me, I think it's either going to be the Padres or the Mariners that'll end up signing them probably. Obviously, the San Francisco Giants got to be in heavily on them too, with their need for infielding pieces, and just a high contact guy would fit in nicely down there, especially left-handed hitting second baseman. I'm hoping that all 30 teams get a crack at him, because this dude, I think, can play anywhere, like you said.
Well, we got 30 days to watch, so let's slide on over to our golden at-bat thought process from Rob Manfred. If you haven't heard about it, the proposal, or not, what they're discussing, the owners and stuff like that, is one time during a game giving your best hitter a free ticket to get an extra at-bat. Their justification is all the other sports put the situation in their number one player's hands, which isn't true. It isn't true at all. But in regards to baseball, it's a one-off. You get to use it and have that hitter have one more free at-bat per game. For me, when I heard it, I just started to laugh. We talk about it all the time, right? We're talking about the MLB, Major League Baseball. The best of the best in the whole wide world. You have to have a massive ego to be able to make it all the way to that final step of the MLB. Could you imagine if you're a player sitting there and you get bypassed, you leave the game, you go home to your family, your friends, your social media, whatever else. I cannot imagine the Players Association even contemplating that rule ever coming to fruition.
Yeah, no, that was just, I just don't know how to put it into context.
It sounds like
for
a video
other
game.
Sports or anything like that. Like, it's just insanity. It really is just a video game idea. Like, and that is the best way to put it. Because in no way, shape, or form should that be a rule in the MLB.
No.
Like, the MLB is the MLB. And I get that we always kind of knock on the old school mentality that the MLB has, but at the same time, that's just not a rule that should gain any sort of traction whatsoever. Like, even the universal DH was a hard enough sell for people. How are you going to get MLB to agree on that? Like,
Could you imagine
crapshoot.
The egos of those players.
Oh.
And Nolan, sorry, you got to sit down. Show he's going to hit for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to say the right words, but there's no way you're loving that.
No, no.
That's a complete embarrassment.
No, and even that, like, they'd have a lot of work to try and figure out how to make it logistically work if they were to ever try and implement that. Like, even that, so obviously they've been testing out the robot umpires down in the minor league system. So I guess that's where you would test out this golden at bat thing first. But at the same time, like Kirk said, if I was the MLB, that would just be a quick no. Like, all 30 teams should just say no to that, because that is just an outrageous thing to come up with.
Yeah, like, I don't even know who brought it up. Nothing's been announced. It's just Rob Manfred right at this point in time and stuff. But there's just no way. I couldn't even imagine sitting at the table and hearing that. I'd just laugh, and I'd just automatically give a thumbs down. Guys, we're not going there. There's no way we're going there. Because at the end of the day, yeah, you're nervous watching your quote-unquote lower hitters in tough situations, in game-winning potential situations, but when they come through, you love it. You love it, and that's why they're in the MLB, aren't they?
Well, think about how much reliever salaries would go up if that was the case. Like, if they ever approved this golden at-bat...
Good call.
Like, okay, realistically, I'd be bringing him in the ninth inning, let's just say, but if I get bases loaded in the eighth inning with one out, all of a sudden my setup man is no longer in the game. Now all of a sudden I got to go to my closer in the eighth inning, then possibly run him back out in the ninth inning. Like, everybody sees what happens when a guy comes in for more than one inning as a closer. All of a sudden it ruins them, basically.
Well, and injuries are still off the charts.
Yeah. So, like, those would be two things that every owner should be trying to point out. Like, hey, listen, we're already not paying players as is. Now all of a sudden I got to pay relievers $30 million a year because they're asked to come in here and shut down this golden at-bat rule that all of a sudden you've just approved, which would then mean hitter salaries in turn would also go up, because all of a sudden if I am that golden at-bat guy, well, why wouldn't I be asking for $50 million?
Well, yeah. Yeah, you're right. Exactly right. If I've earned that right to be the golden at-bat guy on my team or any team, you're right. My money just went up through the roof even more.
Yeah.
And we're seeing it right now. We've talked about it or whatever. You're seeing it all over everything right now until Soto signs. They're showing it again today. Speaking of that, I missed it last week or whatever in that. I want to give a good shout out to Harold Reynolds. I don't know if anybody's been watching him. Hopefully you have on MLB Network, but I'd like to see MLB Network get more controversial. I'm not talking about all out fighting on air and stuff like that, but some of the guys get more controversial of it. I realize that they're covering baseball as a sport, as an overall sport. So you got to be delicate. But Harold's been great this past month of pointing out the fact that how did we go from Bryce Harper, Manny Machado, Aaron Judge, 330 to 350 million, to now we got projections coming over 600 million. Now, I realize they're at the finish point with Soto, so now they're trying to get every little bit of extra money out of the Mets that they possibly can. So the 650, the 700. But how do we get here for a position player? Like he said, show he's a two-way player. That's it. Done. But to go 4 years ago, and Philadelphia's got their money back on Bryce Harper. But people love Bryce Harper. They love Soto, too. Don't get me wrong. But $300 million more? To 400? Come on.
And Bryce Harper in a Phillies jersey, that sells. That was one of the other points that I heard them talking about on the MLB Network. They were saying, okay, so I pay him $600 million, let's just say, hypothetically, which is kind of what the reports are of what the offers are in for Juan Soto. What teams are making $600 million back off of Juan Soto in jersey sales?
Agreed.
Like, maybe the Dodgers, maybe the Yankees, but the Yankees already had him, so they'd already know what their numbers would be, and people wouldn't be, I don't think, running back out there to get more Juan Soto jerseys.
The country of Dominican is only so big.
Yeah, like, and they produce enough players that all of a sudden Juan Soto is not the main draw.
Yeah, because like Shohei Ohtani next year.
Like you said, like Shohei Ohtani, he is the main draw. Don't get me wrong, he's the main draw in Japan and in America. That dude right now, obviously, is the best player in the world, and why shouldn't he be the main draw? Juan Soto is not the best player in the world. Juan Soto is one of the best hitters, but like we always like to point out, or at least I like to point out, subpar defensively. Not particularly fast. Doesn't offer you a 50-50, So I don't know.
Mike Trout. You just you can go down a list of players. Even Harper, I mean, he had some unexpected injuries after he signed or whatever, and that tough SOB, able to come back. But you see it. Like we said, I mean, if you got opt-outs after year 3 and 4 or whatever, if I'm the team signing him, I'm hoping he's using them. I'm making sure it's a two-way opt-out. It's not just a player opt-out because I want some guarantee on that as well. I don't mind paying you out over 12 years or whatever and that. If I'm going to pay you $650 million, I guess you just go and pay it. But I want some opt-out on that as well because, like, it's going to happen. It's inevitable. We're excited because he's 26, but he's going to get injured at some point. And then what does that contract look like? The Mets just went through it with Scherzer, DeGrom, Verlander.
Yeah, and I mean, like you said, though, you brought up, obviously, Manny Machado and Bryce Harper as two of the main focals, and obviously his teammate Aaron Judge as well. All those guys had either won a gold glove or been in MVP. And in Machado's case, obviously, he didn't win the MVP, but he was a perennial top five AL MVP guy early in his career with Baltimore. So it's like, yeah, like Juan Soto, we get that offensively, he's that dude. But he doesn't bring over an MVP like Bryce brought over or Aaron Judge when he re-signed.
Brings over the World Series.
He doesn't bring over a gold glove in any way, shape, or form. No MVP. All he's offering literally is just that ring on his finger. But Dirtbags will be right back here to take the current call questions.
Guys, it's finally here. Wendy's new salted caramel frosty. It's cold, salted, yet perfectly sweet, delicious, and it's at the top of Santa's Christmas list. What? Santa has a list too, you know, and he's a huge salted caramel Frosty fan. Probably why he's so jolly all the time. The iconic Frosty with a salted caramel twist? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's salted caramel Frosty flavored with other natural flavors.
Ever find holiday shopping overwhelming? We've got to figure out what they want and then find it all too. Enter Kohl's. They have the best gifts all in one spot. The toys your kids have been asking for, the silk PJs she's been eyeing, and the stylish sweater he'll love. And you can get 20% off some of your gifts during their customer appreciation event. Yep, holiday shopping at Kohl's is the move. Select styles. Offers end December 15th. Some exclusions apply. Coupons do not apply to toys. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah! And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Get even more savings this holiday season by becoming a Milo's Rewards member. Don't miss new member deals dropping every week, like $15 off a purchase of $50 or more on select Bounty, Charmin, and Puffs paper products. Plus, get free standard shipping with Silver Key status. Just one more way Lowe's is here to help you shop, save, and enjoy the holidays. Join for free today. Milo's Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. Exclusions and more terms apply. Visit Lowe's.com/shipping terms for details.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Thanks for the curtain call questions, the majority of this week, and we're going to stick right to it, Nolan. Is Dirtbags are wanting to know free agents, your thoughts, where they're going to be signing. All right, so let's go work our way down through the top 50. Juan Soto.
Mets.
Willie Adames.
Yankees.
Jerkson Profar.
Texas Rangers.
Alex Bregman.
Ooh. Toronto Blue Jays.
Corbin Burns.
San Francisco Giants.
Teoscar Hernandez.
Los Angeles Dodgers.
Max Fried.
Phillies.
Oh, okay. Anthony Santander.
Orioles.
Jack Flaherty.
Kansas City.
Carlos Santana.
Minnesota Twins.
Christian Walker.
Seattle Mariners.
Jock Peterson.
Arizona Diamondbacks again.
Sean Manaea.
Tampa Bay Rays.
Nathan Eovaldi.
Houston Astros.
Ha-Seong Kim.
Seattle.
Jose Iglesias.
Detroit.
Tyler O'Neill.
Boston Red Sox.
Andrew Heaney.
Chicago White Sox.
Luis Severino.
Detroit.
The Polar Bear, Pete Alonso.
Ooh, see, this is a tough one because there's a few teams. I'm going to take a crack at the San Francisco Giants as well.
Jeff Hoffman.
Ooh, depends on what he's signing as. If he's signing as a reliever, I'd say the Phillies again or the Atlanta Braves. But the talks are that there's some teams out there that are trying to sign him as a starting pitcher. So I wouldn't be surprised if the Los Angeles Angels took a crack on him as a starting pitcher like the Giants did with Jordan Hicks as a starting pitcher this past year.
Wow, I like that. Nick Pivetta.
Atlanta Braves.
Trevor Williams.
Pittsburgh Pirates.
Kirby Yates.
Ooh.
I know.
I'll go Arizona Diamondbacks.
Josh Rojas.
Versatile middle infielder. Plays a little bit of corner. I'll say Cleveland Guardians.
David Robertson.
Oh, he's what, 39 now? So, I mean, you got to 40 now. Okay. So yeah, you got to really figure he's on the back nine of his career. He's trying to get that World Series. I'll say Los Angeles Dodgers.
Carson Kelly.
Ooh, good backup catcher. I'll say Toronto Blue Jays.
Patrick Corbin.
Ooh. I know we kind of talked about it in last week's. And it's going to be a tough sell for basically any MLB player, and especially a guy that once upon a time was a Cy Young caliber pitcher. But I'm going to say the Sacramento A's.
Wow, okay. Gleyber Torres.
Cincinnati just traded their second baseman.
I like that. Paul DeJong.
Ooh. Miami.
Tanner Scott. Who reels him in?
Oh, after the year that he had, oh man, he's in line to get a nice little payday. Houston Astros.
New York Yankees for me. Randall Grichuk.
I know he turned down the Arizona thing. So obviously he's not going there. I'll say back to Colorado.
Kyle Gibson.
Ooh. I really want to say Baltimore again. But I got a funny feeling he's not going to go to Baltimore. So I'd say he piggybacks Detroit Tigers.
Kenley Jansen.
Kenley obviously coming off kind of a down year and everything like that. Depends on what he's looking for at this point in his career. If he's just looking for money and nice weather, I'd say the Texas Rangers. If he's trying to win another World Series, I mean, Philly, I'd say San Diego or the Phillies. Those are the two teams to me.
Phillies have talked a little bit about him lately. Yeah. So Yasmani Grandel.
Ooh, good backup catcher. I'll go out and say Seattle.
Chris Flexen.
Oh, see, this is a tough one because I don't really know where he could go. I'll say Colorado as well.
Your workhorse, Lance Lynn.
Yeah, apparently there's a bunch of teams that are talking to him. That's a report that came out, about 2 o'clock this afternoon. I guess a lot of teams are calling him and saying, hey, buddy, stay in shape because we're going to be calling you pretty soon. You know what? I mean, Lance Lynn, he wants to eat innings again. Obviously, still got some good enough stuff. I can't see him coming to Toronto because I think he's a good old American boy. I mean, I'd say San Francisco as well.
Harrison Bader.
Harrison Bader. I'll go Tampa Bay.
Michael Conforto. There's an interesting one.
I'm not opposed to him going to San Diego. Familiarity with the NL West, and obviously they got some just good splits both ways. And if Jerks and Profar is leaving, then that'd open up the door for Michael Conforto.
Okay. Jesse Winker.
Loves hitting in the NL Central. So I'll say the Chicago Cubs.
Patrick Sandoval. Be a number 5 guy somewhere.
Yeah, Marlins.
Okay. Yeah, especially if next week they pull some trades.
Yeah.
Which could happen. Clay Holmes.
Clay Holmes, obviously, he's coming off kind of a rough finish to the year, so that'll hurt his value. If he's willing to sign as a setup man, I'd say the Pittsburgh Pirates. If he's looking for closer again, then I would probably have to go with the Toronto Blue Jays.
There you go. There you go, Dirtbags. There's his thoughts on that top 50 for you there. So, hey, let's have some fun with it and stuff like that. Let's kick it over. We got about 5 minutes left, Noli. So let's talk next week. We got Dallas. We got winter meetings. We've all been waiting. You, me, the Dirtbags, the whole baseball world. Is it going to be a repeat of Nashville? Or is Soto actually going to come out of the gate within day one or day two, hopefully, and we can get some things done?
You know what I really hope that Soto does? He has like a 4-day countdown thing.
I know.
And just drops it like the second that the winter meeting starts. The winter meetings are 4 days, right? So if he just all of a sudden basically said, okay, I'm down to my final 4 teams. Like, and said, okay, these teams are all out. Day one, I'm going to drop each team off that I don't want. And just turn it into a spectacle. Like, if you're trying to make your $600 million, like apparently you are, I'm making it a complete spectacle.
Yeah,
because I'm getting paid spectacular money.
Do it like LeBron James and the boys did when they went to the Miami Heat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you and stuff like that. Let's have some fun with it. If you're going to play it up, I mean, I still think, I mean, New York Yankees have been too quiet. All the reports over the last week have been really quiet on the Yankees. They're not done yet. I think it's still the Yankees and the Mets. So having said that, are we going to see more? Are we going to see any of these trade talks come up? There's been a lot of trying to drum up energy on the trade talks. Are we going to start to see that hammer out so these teams can settle into the, they're going to have the holidays off,
yeah,
be able to roll through.
Yeah, I really do hope that there are a bunch of trade talks and trade finalizations, obviously, before the weekend's over. Because, I mean, obviously last year, there was tons of talk during the winter meetings, apparently, but it didn't seem like literally anything got done. I think there was a couple of minor trades and maybe a minor signing. But, yeah, none of the guys that, like, you're expecting to see go during these winter meetings end up going. So this year, I'm really hoping that they buck the trend. Obviously, we saw Blake Snell sign the big contract there last week, and he was like the first domino to go. So if that's kind of the mentality is, hey, get the big boys signed during this winter meeting so we can drum up a lot of TV interest and everything like that. Because let's be honest, I mean, the Dodgers going out there and signing Blake Snell was not great for the MLB. Fantastic move by the Los Angeles Dodgers, but building the super team in baseball is it's a slippery slope to try and do. Because, I mean, obviously the New York Yankees in the 90s and early 2000s obviously were that juggernaut of a team, but obviously you saw the resentment from 20 other fan bases, or 29, sorry, other fan bases, where you were just like, all right, this is not good for baseball.
Well, that's it, right? I mean, they had the owner meetings, they had the GM meetings, they've had a month to be able to think about things, talk to teams and stuff like that. Cincinnati Reds go out and get Terry Francona. They made a trade already and stuff like that. Like you said, you made an interesting one with Gleyber Torres. Maybe they can sign him to a decent deal or whatever and that. If not, I mean, you gotta think that they're a nice young team, but they need something of leadership within that team. Another one for me is the Kansas City Royals. I saw a report there yesterday that said, you know, they're looking for a trade for outfield. And I sat there and I thought, you know, I brought it up with you. Anthony Santander, I think he fits in there. You got him with Bobby Witt, Sully Perez, and Pascatino. Holy man. And he's not going to cost you a boatload. They've got to have
him
that
and,
money.
And him and Salvi already have a rapport, having played together on Team Venezuela.
Yeah.
Like, to me, that would be a fantastic move if they could go out there and sign Anthony Santander. The projections right now are 4-year, $88 million is kind of what I'm seeing. Yeah. That's not a lot of money if you're the Kansas City Royals to get a 40 home run guy. Like your last, like, legitimate power hitter. Now, obviously, Bobby Witt, I'm not saying he's not a legitimate power hitter. Obviously, he is. But I'm just saying a dude that's going to drop you 40 plus in a year. Like, even the transition, I get that he's going from Baltimore, where Camden Yards has a bit shorter of a right field porch. But dude's a switch hitter. He's got power from both sides. He's going to hit 280.
And even stats, they show him. I was disappointed to see that. I hope that they can go out and get him. I really do. I'd love to see him in that lineup and stuff like that with the Kansas City Royals, that group, because they're close. And I don't think they need to make trades. I just think that's going ahead and being cheap, as far as I'm concerned. But there's a few of those teams. I mean, obviously, at some point, Jerry DePoto also has to do something with Minnesota. Something's got to break there. The dam's got to break at some point.
Yeah. Yeah, there's way too much talk year after year about his pitchers. And let's be honest, he's got five horses. Like, they need offense to go with those horses.
Yeah.
You give up one horse and you get a couple of great guys back. Like,
and as much as they got Sasaki going to the Dodgers or the Padres or whatever, and that, everybody, all teams are on an even keel with him. He's not going to cost you exorbitant money. It's just really where he wants to go at the end of the day. So if Seattle can't be in on that and convince him to come there, there's another stud. And you talked about that a few weeks back. So, you know, it's there. But Dirtbags, we're going to be right back here in a second with Nolan's final thought.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, give me your final thought.
Yeah, my final thought, obviously, with the winter meeting starting there on Monday. We're hoping just to get traction, right? Every MLB fan is hoping just something will happen this year. Obviously, reasons that we said in the curtain call questions and everything like that. But, I mean, just for the sake of baseball, just for the sake of us sitting at home watching it, like, it's just infuriating at the fact that they hype it up to be this magical thing. In the past few years, we haven't seen anything magical. So this year, from all baseball fans to every single owner and general manager out there, we hope your teams make moves, because we want some traction on MLB Network.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, it's the holiday season, so let's have some holidays for every team out there and stuff. We can't have a repeat for that. MLB Network does want a repeat for that. I could see those guys laboring by the end of the meetings because they thought Shohei was going to make an announcement and never did. And so it just dragged and dragged and dragged, and it was tough. It's tough to watch because exactly right. We're all sitting in front of the TV just watching. This is a big part of the year for us and the fans. And I realize it doesn't really mean anything to the teams, but it does because we pay the tickets and we pay the money and we buy the jerseys and everything else at the end of the day. So give us something, for God's sakes. If you're out there listening, be the man that does something, or be multiple men that do something and make it happen and make us get excited about baseball again, because, you know, it's been a fun month. But let's see, there's a couple of signings, but it was like St. Louis last year. They did their pitcher signings real quick, and everybody's waiting on Shohei, like I said, and nothing ever happened. And so I hope if Soto's going to do it, then let's go ahead and do it. And even if you wanted to do an idea like you said, Nolan, that'd be genius. I'd love it. That'd add entertainment to it. Everybody would love it and want to be a part of it and watch it, whether your team ends up getting Juan Soto or they don't. So they've got to Please make moves and make things happen next week. That's what we're sitting here waiting on. So Dirtbags, can't thank you enough for being a part of the show, being a part of the nation. keep doing it. Keep spreading the message, please. We do it for you. We cannot do it without you. There's no question about it. And again, to all the servicemen and women out there around the world doing what you do every single day for so we can do baseball every day, we cannot thank you enough. It's so greatly appreciated. So our thoughts and prayers are always with you. So on that note, wherever you are around the world, player, parent, coach, have a dirty week. Get out there, get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks once again, Dirtbags, for listening. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.